Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. More and more students prefer to go to school by school bus.More and more students prefer to go to school by school bus.
2. Many senior citizens are in need of care and love. Many senior citizens are in need of care and love.
3. Now we can shop online for nearly everything we want. Now we can shop onlineFor nearly everything we want.
4. Is it a good idea to take a shower instead of a bath? Is it a good idea to take a shower instead of a bath?
5. It is reported that some elephants are moving to the north part of China. It is reported that some elephants.Are moving to the north part of China.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. Hey Sue, how was your trip to Hong Kong?
Very good, but it rained a lot.What was the weather like in Shanghai when I was away?
Oh, it was very hot and sunny.
Question, what was the weather like in Shanghai?
Hey Sue, how was your trip to Hong Kong?
Very good, but it rained a lot. What was the weather like in Shanghai when I was away?
Oh, it was very hot and sunny.
Question, what was the weather like in Shanghai?
7.How did you spend your weekend, Jane?
I went to a movie with my friend.
Really? How was it?
It was great.
Question. What did Jane do last weekend? How did you spend your weekend, Jane?
I went to a movie with my friend.
Really? How was it?
It was great.
Question. What did Jane do last weekend? 8.Is that Sam playing the guitar?
No, that's Tom. Sam has longer hair and plays the piano well.
Question. What is Sam good at? Is that Sam playing the guitar?
No, that's Tom. Sam has longer hair and plays the piano well.
Question. What is Sam good at? 9. Mary, what do you think of talk shows?
I don't mind them, but sometimes they can be a bit boring.
That's true. What about a football match?
That sounds great.
Question. What does Mary think of talk shows? Mary, what do you think of talk shows?
I don't mind them, but sometimes they can be a bit boring.
That's true. What about a football match?
That sounds great.
Question. What does Mary think of talk shows?
10. You look so sleepy and tired. What's the matter with you, Jim?
I've got a terrible headache.
How come? Hope you didn't catch the cold.
I watched the cartoons for 2 hours. Then I played video games all night.
Take care. Health is the most important thing.
Question. Why does Jim look so sleepy and tired?
You look so sleepy and tired. What's the matter with you, Jim?
I've got a terrible headache.
How come? Hope you didn't catch the cold.
I watched the cartoons for 2 hours. Then I played video games all night.
Take care. Health is the most important thing.
Question. Why does Jim look so sleepy and tired? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子。是否符合你听到的短文内容？符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was 9 a.m. Bus number 26 was going along Zhonghua Road when the driver saw an old man lying on the side of the road. A woman next to him was shouting for help. The bus driver, 24-year-old Wang Ping, stopped the bus without thinking twice. He got off and asked the woman what happened. She said that the man had a heart trouble and should go to the hospital. Mr. Wang knew he had to act quickly. He told the passengers that he must take the man to hospital. He expected most or all of the passengers to get off and wait for the next bus. To his surprise, they all agreed to go with him. Some passengers helped Mr. Wang to move the man onto the bus. Thanks to Mr. Wang and the passengers, the doctors saved the man in time. It's sad that many people don't want to help others because they don't want any trouble, says one passenger. It was 9 a.m. Bus number 26 was going along Zhonghua Road when the driver saw an old man lying on the side of the road. A woman next to him was shouting for help. The bus driver, 24-year-old Wang Ping, stopped the bus without thinking twice. He got off and asked the woman what happened. She said that the man had a heart trouble and should go to the hospital. Mr. Wang knew he had to act quickly. He told the passengers that he must take the man to hospital. He expected most or all of the passengers to get off and wait for the next bus. To his surprise, they all agreed to go with him. Some passengers helped Mr. Wang to move the man onto the bus. Thanks to Mr. Wang and the passengers, the doctors saved the man in time. It's sad that many people don't want to help others because they don't want any trouble, says one passenger.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文,完成下列句子,每个空格填一词.
Amada is a teacher and an award-winning writer. She writes books for young readers. Her books are often about her childhood. Amada was born in Mexico, but she grew up in the United States with her five brothers. Life was not easy. Amada and her brothers did not have many toys or a lot of clothes. Amada says she did not like her family's house and felt it was terrible living in a small house and not having a telephone. She and her brothers had to share space. Amada wished that she could have her own room. Things were hard, but Amada was proud of her family. Her parents loved her and her brothers. When she was a girl, her mother gave her a present. It was a blue pen. She started writing about events that happened in her life. Amada turned what happened into stories. In 1998, she wrote her first book. Amada is a teacher and an award-winning writer. She writes books for young readers. Her books are often about her childhood. Amada was born in Mexico, but she grew up in the United States with her five brothers. Life was not easy. Amada and her brothers did not have many toys or a lot of clothes. Amada says she did not like her family's house and felt it was terrible living in a small house and not having a telephone. She and her brothers had to share space. Amada wished that she could have her own room. Things were hard, but Amada was proud of her family. Her parents loved her and her brothers. When she was a girl, her mother gave her a present. It was a blue pen. She started writing about events that happened in her life. Amada turned what happened into stories. In 1998, she wrote her first book.